no question it's very deadly and it's very scary, but so is Ebola. But Hendra and Ebola are quite similar in that they're very difficult to catch. The other thing with the Hendra virus that people have got to be aware of is it's a very fragile virus. Sunlight kills it. Soap and water kills it. Because there's been all this concern about, oh, you know, it's going to kill vets and two-year-old children. And I said to my horse dentist the other day, gee, they don't talk about you very much, and yet you're people who stick your hands down horses' throats all the time. Why don't they talk about it killing you? And she did take the sort of pragmatic, sensible attitude that she said, look, all my wash buckets with all my equipment, they have disinfectant in them. And, you know, maybe I'm not going to treat a sick horse, but she said, I don't see that how things have changed so much now just because they now have a vaccine for Hendra, suddenly everybody's going to die. None of this sort of fuss happened before this vaccine was developed.
You are not a great fan of the vaccine?
At the way it is at the moment, no. I would not be vaccinating my horses with this vaccine because despite what zoetis may say, they are maintaining that the only reactions they are getting are 0.2%. From what I've been hearing, and some of those is from vets, the reaction is more like 1 in 10, and that's too big a number to risk my horses on. And the only horses that I personally know that have had reactions have been students of mine who did go ahead and vaccinate their horses, and funnily enough, it was their best horses that had the worst reactions. Now, I've got a lovely horse at the moment that I love to bits, and I'm campaigning at Grand Prix level, and the last thing I want is for him to suffer a reaction. And yet the vets, everyone say, oh, you know, they might get a bit of a sore neck, give them some butazolidin. Well, hello, we're not allowed to use butazolidin in our sport if we get swabbed, because butazolidin is an anti-inflammatory drug, so it's a rock and a hard place.
Are you being restricted from going to any events because of your stance on this?
No, not at this point in time, but I know they, EA Equestrian Australia, has put the whole thing on hold because of the, you know, vast waves of protest. They have engaged a panel to have a look at the whole situation. Regrettably, in my opinion, this panel consists of principally pro-vaccination people, so I'm a little concerned what's going to be the outcome of this review. And secondly, even though they're saying, no, we're not doing anything, we're going to wait till the whole thing is properly investigated, but they have also gone to the International Equestrian Body, the FEI, and requested that they have the high-performance level horses who've got to be FEI registered be vaccinated for Hendra, which is totally outrageous and totally out of their jurisdiction, asking an international body to be involved in something that's an internal matter.
Where does this leave you and other people who think like you do that you would prefer to make that decision yourselves?
Well, there's quite a few of us who are under quite a lot of pressure, and this is why, you know, I feel I've got to speak out a little bit because, okay, you know, I'm at the end of my career. It's not like I'm going to miss out on a team or anything like that, but there's quite a few who are not, because there has just recently been put out from the Federation a little bit of a warning notice to elite riders because there is a code of conduct which includes not criticising the Federation amongst the things it says. So I think that's a bit of a subtle warning that don't go saying things like I'm saying. But quite honestly, and forgive my language, I couldn't give a rat's ass. If I'm going to be in a team now, it's because I win so much that they can't leave me out.